HarperCollins presents How to Keep a Secret by Sarah Morgan, read by Laurel Lefko. For there is no friend like a sister, in calm or stormy weather, to cheer one on the tedious way, to fetch one if one goes astray, to lift one if one totters down, to strengthen whilst one stands. Christina Georgina Rossetti. Prologue. Sisters. What are we going to do? We shouldn't even be here. I tugged at my sister's skirt to pull her away from the window. If we're caught, we're going to be in big trouble. I wasn't about to wait around for that to happen. My sister was taking those big gulping breaths that always preceded a fit of crying. Giving her a final tug, I dropped to my hands and knees and scurried back along the path the way we'd come. Grateful for the protective shadow of darkness. I wanted to stand up and run, but if we did that, we'd be seen. So I stayed low, crawling like a fugitive. It had been a long, hot summer, and the earth was dry and crumbly. It was only when I felt a cooling splash on the backs of my hands that I realized I was crying too. Small stones bit into my palms and knees, and I clamped my teeth together to stop myself making a sound. I brushed past the jungle of honeysuckle, and the sweet, cloying smell almost choked me. There was nothing sweet about what we'd seen, and I knew that when I was grown up and had a house of my own, I'd never have honeysuckle in the garden. There was a rustling sound behind me. I hoped it was my sister, and not some nocturnal creature with sharp teeth and an appetite. I couldn't see the gate, but I knew it was there. Beyond the gate was the foot.